inspiration, from the Latin, spirare, to breathe. Inspirare, to breathe in. A writer cannot create in a vacuum. He must go out into the world and breathe it in deeply before returning to his cloister to write. A writer needs time to roam, time to observe his fellow man, time to breathe. Thank God I got fired. I have so much time to do that now. I've been out walking around my neighborhood all day, just taking it in. Flowers abloom, birds on the wing, soft little breezes that whisper of spring. Music and mirth filling the air. Ah, what a glorious day. I like to think that I'm literally following in the footsteps of all those great writers who lived here in Greenwich Village. Who knows? Maybe Edith Wharton breathed the very same air that I'm breathing now. Smells like coffee, honey-roasted peanuts, smoke. Fancy boutiques, sidewalk cafes, toodles and honks from the cabriolets, poplars and elms rustling above. Ah, what a glorious day. Ah, here's Washington Square, immortalized in the novel by Henry James. Of course, didn't look like this in his day. It's a shame. So many of those stately bronze stones have been torn down over the years.
We're just doing our job.
A lot has changed, but who knows? Maybe Eugene O'Neill stood on this very street corner and listened. I hear church bells, laughter, sirens. Oh well. Still, it's exciting to think that this was the stomping ground of Edna Ferber, George Kaufman, Dorothy Parker, and all the writers of the Algonquin Round Table. They were called that because they all used to meet for lunch at the Algonquin Hotel. Interesting. So much history. I just love everything about the village. The village sights, the village sounds, the village smells. But most of all, the village people. In a dance that's choreographed so sweetly, passers-by are flying fleetly through the alleyways and the avenues to their rendezvous. Off they run. Oh, let them hurry. I'm content to stroll. That's the only way to truly experience it all. To savor the perfume, that smoky air, to find the music in those wailing sirens, to look at those bright red fire engines. Wait a minute, what's happening here? Hey, that's my building!